At Sirius FM Mid-Mornings, we're joined by Mayor Ngomezulu from the Gert Sebande District Municipality. Welcome to Sirius FM.
A very good morning to the listeners and to your good self, Tlotlang.
A very important day it is today. We are talking about a pandemic that is really all over the nation, one would say even all over the world. So let's talk about the significance of the GBVF Council and how that impacts the fight against GBV at the local government level.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. Of course, what Mpumalanga Provincial Government is going to do today is to launch the council for the GBVF because we are trying to institutionalize it so that we are able to coordinate all our efforts as a government. And how is it going to assist us is that there's going to be accountability and oversight on all activities that we are going to undertake. There's also going to be institutions and other accountability in as far as programs that we are going to undertake. But moreover, we will on a regular basis monitor and evaluate what we have been doing, whether it is yielding positive results in terms of reducing the scourge in our communities.
Mayor, can you give us statistics, especially with the local municipality, on what GBVF statistics are, and is there a glimpse of hope? I think especially to our listeners who may be listening and know that they might be dealing with GBVF. Is there a glimpse of hope?
In terms of statistics, as a district, there's a high prevalence in areas such as Mukondo. Mm-hmm. I may not have the numbers, but the prevalence is in Mukondo, is in Mbalenhle, and part of Chief Albert Luthuli, where we have been.
Yes.
And there must be a glimpse of hope in respect of the programs that we are going to undertake, because what we have been doing as a district municipality, parallel to the local and district AIDS council that we have been doing, there has been some campaigns that we undertook in the form of marches, in the form of awareness campaign,
yes,
in the form of support to victim support centers, so that we always, last December we had a men's dialogue, only men's, where we all speak out to say not in our names.
Yeah.
So I have realized and observed from that meeting that there is hope in our
community. Absolutely, I love that.
Yes.
I love that you mentioned how you've got a men's conference, right? Because so many times do we speak to the victims, but speaking to the suspect to find out why what happened is also very important. With all of these conferences and the initiatives that you guys are taking, we cannot take away the fact that the cases are still rising. So, I mean, just before I let you go, what would you say would be the role of civil society's organizations and communities at large in ending the scourge?
Well, today I'm happy the large number of people who are in attendance is civil society. Civil society has to ensure that there's advocacy and awareness campaigns,
yes,
that they undertook in their respective localities, but also they have to provide, or they are providing support services to all the victims of the scourge. But also they are advocating for policy and legal reform where some policies may have gaps, and they will always advocate for a reform in respect of those policies. But most importantly, they are also undertaking prevention campaigns between men and women,
yeah,
as to how they should conduct themselves in public and what is it that they must do so that this scourge is reduced.
Well, Mayor, just before I let you go, as a mayor, as a man, as a father, a husband, what do we say to the community today?
Well, what I want to say to the community is, now that it's February month, and this month has a meaning, it's a month of love,
yes,
it's a month of new beginning, and let us love our women, let us love our wives, let us love our children, let us not fight, let us not abuse women,
yes,
let us ensure that we always talk to each other. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Sirius FM. We are live at Graceland Hotel in Secunda, and the conversation has taken place. Of course, we do want the Premier here to have this conversation with him as well. So stay tuned. That's Sirius FM.
Discover Kyalami Hotel.